Welcome to the 5-Year You Podcast, a show dedicated to helping you become the best version of yourself one day at a time. I'm Andrew.
And I'm Kat, and we promise to keep it raw, real, and relatable.
Are you ready to grow? Hi, Five Tribe. Welcome back. Today's episode is called How to Start Improving Yourself, and it's a really good starter topic for anybody who's looking to up their life and really doesn't know where to start. I'm your co-host, Andrew, and with me always is Kat. How are you doing today, Kat?
Doing great. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm excited about this topic because I think we've been going through a lot of like bigger issues, a little more like down the road type stuff on our show. And when we were talking about it, we thought, you know, it's going to be really good to have this series of conversations around the starting point, because that's really where most people are going to find us, is like, how do I get to that next step? How do I change my life, really? Because when you start saying change your life, it seems like this grandiose thing going from, you know, a seed to a giant oak tree. But we also need to know how to take that first step. So this episode is really all about that first step. What would you say to somebody if they came to you and they're like, Kat, I really want to change. I don't know what to do. How do I start?
I think that I would make sure that they know before starting anything, this is like step zero, right? Not even step one, is that real permanent change or improvement takes time. It's a slow process. I think in our world of instant gratification, we see people that we want to be like on social media. We see how they dress and we see them working out. We see them doing these things and we're like, ugh, we should do more of those things. I should improve myself. I should be like that person. But if there's anything I can tell you from being on a journey for many years, working towards improvement, it's that it's all about the little things that add up. It's a recipe for failure to think that you are going to completely upend your life overnight and be a different person tomorrow, but you can start to think like the different person tomorrow and you can then take the first step. But I think setting those expectations is where to start.
Yeah, I really like that. I think having proper expectations is definitely a great mindset to start out with, because you're going to want to get somewhere. I mean, using physical health is always kind of a good one, because that is truly like the incremental growth of a lot of things. But it's also the one that's very visible and tactile. Like, you know, if you go to the gym every day or you exercise every day, you're going to feel that pretty quickly. And you'll start to see results over time. Whereas when you're doing like the inner work, and the inner work is more like the emotional stuff, the letting go of certain thought patterns that no longer serve you, feeling your feelings, those kinds of things, doesn't really have an outward showing experience for anyone else. Nobody's going to come to you and say, wow, you've really been feeling your feelings for the last couple of weeks and I noticed it. But they will come to you in moments like that and go, wow, you just seem happier. You seem more relaxed. You seem more at peace. So starting with the end in mind is also a really good thing, but knowing that it's not going to be there, and to embrace that part of the journey of going like, look, I want to be somebody, you know, I want to be somebody right now that is calm, that we were talking last night about being untriggerable. And yeah, that is a really good way of looking at things. So if that's what you're wanting to work on, you know that you're going to have to face some triggers to get through that part. And it's not going to be, while the progress will be gradual, the results are not going to show in a linear fashion the way you probably would like. So to just be open to the journey.
So it reminds me of the very first thing we do with our clients when they come to us. We offer an initial 5-week program to really help identify what people want out of their life, who they want to be 5 years from now. That's why this podcast is called 5-Year You. One of the very first exercises we take them through is saying, who do you want to be in 5 years? Like, in your perfect world, if you got everything you ever wanted, where do you wake up? What kind of clothes do you put on? What kind of food do you eat? Where do you go? What kind of job do you have? Who are you waking up next to? Or are you waking up next to no one? All the different things. We ask people to be really, really honest with themselves and to look deep within their soul and to really figure out what they want. And in order to do that, you have to push out all the noise of like, what your parents expect of you and what your society and your culture and your upbringing, all these things. And then once you know that, that future version of you, 5-year you, can be your guide on this journey to self-improvement. Every choice you make, even if you walk into your apartment and you're like, what would 5-year me do? Oh, would she walk up the stairs? And that's a little tiny thing. That's self-improvement right there. That's not a big, we didn't hire a personal trainer and go for an hour every day to the gym. We just made one small decision to become the person that we envision ourselves to be 5 years from now. And so I think first knowing that the journey is going to take time and then knowing who you want to become at the end of it are all good things. And that way they can do what you said is like kind of make those choices for their future self.
Yeah, I like that. And that's exactly it. When we work with somebody, we go pretty granular about how their life vision is. And this just came to me right now, but the vision is the mission. That is what you're moving towards. That is the ideal state you want to get to. So you're going to have to just start with that first step. And that first step could be taking a flight of steps. And that's easy. It's not a hard thing. Another one that kind of comes to mind in that vein is like, are you somebody that, you know, texts their kids when they're in the basement? Or are you the person that goes down the stairs to talk to them and use your voice? And, you know, like it, I think when we think of personal growth and improving yourself, we do think that, you know, like I need to do it as fast as possible. And fast as possible is the setup for failure every time, because our brains literally cannot handle that much change. And when we allow ourselves to be gradual with the process, to understand that I might not take the stairs every day, to understand that I might not have my smoothie, I might have junk food on occasion when I'm trying to, you know, get to my perfect body, my version of a perfect body. That's okay. It's just being kind to yourself as you go through this process, because improving yourself is a lifelong journey. And the funny part is, as you think about it, we've all been improving ourselves since the beginning. We didn't just stay born and stay lying on our backs. We learned to crawl. We learned to sit up. We learned to walk. We have this naturally in us to grow and become more than what we currently are. And I think when some of us forget that and we don't have that growth mindset, that goal to get towards that vision, we struggle because we don't know. You kind of get to that, so is this it phase. And that's something that I know I've been through, and it's not a town you want to set up camp in. You want to always be on the journey, in my mind.
Exactly. And I think that even for a lot of people listening to this who are searching how to improve myself, I think that a lot of people, some of this may even be too much. Just the idea of like sitting down and writing who you want to be 5 years. Because if you're in a bad spot, the thought of even like being somebody new in 5 years is too overwhelming. And we have both been there. We have both been definitely in the dumps, at the bottom. We have looked up at a lot of ladder rungs to climb. And so I do know that a lot of times when you're in that state, you can hardly see the next step. And if that's you and you're in that situation and you're feeling literally terrible, I think that health is the most important thing, just like these basic needs. And I really think that, you know, we can all be good at taking care of someone else or making sure our friends are okay. Most people are bad at taking care of ourselves. So we're talking like super basic needs, right? Like one of my go-to tricks for my kids, and I'll tell Andrew this too, is like, I'm having a really bad time. One of the first things I suggest is to take a shower or a bath. I know it sounds silly, and I know this is like, we're talking the most basic of basic needs, because when you're feeling terrible, what you want to do is you want to move into a different mindset. You want to move into a different feeling. And when you take a shower and you wash your hair and you let that hot water hit on you, or you soak in the bath, even if you're crying in the shower, even if, you know, you got snot coming out of your nose in the shower, even if it's like that bad, there's something about like stepping out and putting on clean clothes that helps you feel like you can face the day better. Taking a shower when you're feeling really bad is self-improvement.
I like that. And yeah, the shower thing is so, it's been a game changer for me. I know it's been for you and the kids too. It's just this, it's like you're rinsing off the old and starting fresh. And that is, that's a really simple way to start improving yourself is to, you know what? I feel bad. I'm going to have a shower. That's a new habit. That's the thing I'm going to start doing. It doesn't have to be something grandiose. It just has to be something that helps you move forward. And yeah, we've both been in those places and, you know, I laugh at it because it's so funny when you look back on it and go, I couldn't believe I couldn't see the next step. And the next step was just taking a step into the shower to get some water on me to feel different than how I was feeling in that moment. When you're starting to improve yourself, please be easy on your way of being and find something that actually inspires you to improve. I think a lot of times, like we were talking about how we help our clients get that vision for themselves, not what mom and dad wanted or the kids want or your friends want, what you actually want. And when you can do that and when you can identify what you actually want and make progress towards that because you want it, it's a form of self-love and self-care that you may have never exhibited towards yourself ever for a lot of us, because we're so busy trying to fill everybody else's expectations. So know that it's going to feel a little weird. You're going to feel guilty for going for that 10-minute walk after work, or you're going to feel strange when you buy the organic produce because you know it makes you feel a little bit better. But these are all steps towards self-improvement, and it's going to feel weird because you're changing. And when you're changing, your ego is going to fight you tooth and nail in the beginning, going like, nope, don't want to do this. This is not what I signed up for. But you'll learn to deal with that because you know what you actually want. You know where you want to get to, and you're able to get there with purpose when you know that what you're moving towards is actually what you want, not what everybody else wants for you.
Yeah, I love that. Yeah, we have improved mental health so much just by eating better, sleeping better. And when I say basic needs, I mean, these are really the foundations. It's very hard to be somebody who runs a marathon and like you're, oh, well, this is me. I've done all this self-improvement and all this training. It's really hard to run a marathon if you're sleep deprived, feeling terrible, and aren't eating good food, right? Like that's an extreme example. Yeah. But in order to become everything you want to be, whether it's a job or you want to be better about inviting friends over and you want to be somebody who keeps their word or keeps their house clean or follows a system or gets the promotion at work, like you want all of these things, the answer is not, oh, I need to go to work and work harder. The answer is, how am I caring for my basic needs? Because you would be so surprised once you get better quality sleep, better quality food, even a walk around the block or up the stairs every day, just how much you can feel better. And then that kind of builds on itself. And then self-improvement sort of becomes this self-fulfilling prophecy in a way, right? It all comes down to you and how you treat yourself and knowing that you are worthy of all of the dreams that you have for yourself.
I love that. I think that's a really good place to keep going into. So when you're starting a self-improvement journey, there are basics, there are foundations that you need to have, and Kat just touched on them. So a few things you can do for just better sleep, because sleep is the thing that we all need. That's something we all have in common. Start giving yourself a normal bedtime. Very simple. Turn off screens an hour before bed if you can, or get blue blocking glasses so you're not looking at a blue light. There's a whole bunch of research on how bad that is for you. Again, you just put them on half an hour before our bed to kind of ease your brain into bedtime mode. Start trying to get up at the same time every day so that your body gets used to a natural rhythm throughout the days and the weeks. When it comes to nutrition, sometimes you don't have to add more things in. Sometimes you can take something away, and that can be as simple as taking away your like 3 p.m. coffee that you kind of have at work, but keeps you up late. So that can help the sleeping. Or you can, you know, I know for me, what I did was I went from having two creams, two sugars in my coffee to one cream, one sugar, and I hated it for the first week, but then I got used to it. And that's it's a big change, right? Like, you know, that's thousands of calories you cut out of your diet in a year, which is pounds of weight you don't have to work off. Small changes add up. One that I've really been working on, and it's something that we all ignore, is our breath and remembering to breathe deeply. We all breathe very, very shallow. And when you breathe shallow, you like stress yourself out. There's just all these chemicals in your body that are like cortisol rises, all these bad things happen. So remembering to breathe slowly throughout the day, not perfectly, you're not going to do that. Nobody's going to do that. But to just remember like to breathe in through your nose for 5 seconds, exhale for 5 seconds, a few times a day starts training your brain to just do the little things to calm yourself down if that's one of your goals. But, you know, and the last one is hydration. Make sure you got enough water. I know the standard everybody says is 8 glasses a day, but there's no, from what I've heard, there's no science. I haven't looked into it, but I know for me, like when you're feeling dry mouthed or foggy headed, you usually need more water. So start trying to drink water, a little bit of water every hour. You don't have to have a lot, just keep a water bottle nearby. So you keep hydrating yourself. You'll find that that does wonders for you too. These are all just little tidbits of self-improvement that are your foundation. And if you don't do these things, it's going to be very, very hard to do the next steps and the other steps beyond that.
Exactly. And I think that so many of us, because the world is so busy and there's so many distractions, we forget to just take care of these basic things. I mean, I remember starting this journey and when the twins were much littler, and I would do this like this whole bedtime routine for them, right? Like, I, you know, do all this stuff and they read books and I put a little coconut oil on their little tootsies and give them little, all these like nice, all these things that like from the time they were infants, right? Coconut oil, just so that they associated that smell with sleep. I had the twins. So I was like very focused on them sleeping. I would just like, and one day it just kind of occurred to me, like, I've got this like hour long bedtime routine for these kids. I don't do anything for me. I'm like barely stumbling into bed. I got my phone next to my head, you know, like lights coming, you know, peeking in through the blind. Like I'm just worst possible sleeping situation, right? So I started to think like, God, I wish someone would treat me like I treat these babies. Now they're big babies. They still have a bedtime routine. I still get in bed with them and scratch their backs and, you know, all the nice things, because it's just nice. It's nice. I want someone to make me a routine, but no one's coming when you're an adult to do that. Now it's time for you to give yourself the care and love that you give to everyone else. The biggest thing, and I know I've already said it in this episode, we just can't say it enough. Like the biggest thing to start any self-improvement journey is just with these basic things. And I hope it's a relief for our listeners to hear that, because you actually don't have to go lift super heavy dumbbells at the gym tomorrow because you want to self-improve. Like literally you are on your way and you are like kickstarting the journey. You go to bed a little earlier tonight.
I agree. I think it's the kid thing just rang so true. It's like, we do so much for the kids. And then it comes to us and it's like, my thing recently, my son is here every other week and he had his feet up on the couch and I just started giving him a foot rub and he had never had anybody touch his feet before. And he just looked at me and he's like, this is awesome. And I'm like, right. And then I'm like, wait, I can do that to myself. You know, it's not a hard thing to do, but just give yourself some love. So, you know what? I'm seeing you this week in a couple of days. I'll be there. We're going to set up a bedtime routine for you because.
Oh yeah. You're going to put me to bed like a baby.
No, I'm gonna map it. I mean, if you need to be swaddled, we'll look into that because that is something that, you know, a lot of us need in sleep. But I think we can all use like just like that bedtime routine of like, okay, bedtime, turning off the work, turning off the TV, putting on some music, dimming the lights. All these things are steps in a journey, but I think sometimes we're like, I need a good bedtime routine, so I'm gonna go from 0 to 100 right now, and then that's going to feel great today. And then tomorrow something's going to come up. I'm not going to be able to do it. Now I failed. So I don't do a bedtime routine. So it's just kind of, you know, we have a magic mornings is one of our things. And that just focuses on like a 5-minute morning routine where you just do like something small. And if you can't do anything more than that, that's okay. But at least you've got that little routine, and you do the same thing in the evening, of course. But it's those little routines that will save you. And you're right. If you go to bed, you know, at the same time today and tomorrow, you are on your way to a personal improvement. And that is worth acknowledging. So, and the other thing I think is the best way to start is to celebrate everything you do. And it seems really goofy at times because you're like, yay, I went to bed at 10 o'clock instead of 10:30. Good for me. But that's just your ego making fun of you. And the real you is in there going like, oh, thank you so much for caring about me and taking care of me. And when you start to hear that voice and you start to nurture that voice, that part of you that just wants to know that it can be looked after, as well as that same person that's looking after everybody else, you start to feel better. And that's really what we're looking for. We want to do things that make you feel better on this journey. It's not chin-ups and push-ups and other ups and all these things. It is the small things that add up to very, very big things. And you will be amazed at what your life looks like a year from now when you take that approach.
I love that. I think that's a good way to sum it up. And the way I would sum it up is, if you listen to 5 different podcasts on how to improve yourself, you're going to hear a lot of people talking about adding things, adding the walk, adding the better food, adding the, you know, all these things, nighttime routines. But also Andrew said something in this episode that's really important. Don't forget about subtracting things. 3 bags of trash that's in your house and like broken toys and stuff tossed out. Amazing for your mental health. Taking your phone out of your bedroom, so much better for your sleep. Taking all of the chips and the junk food and tossing them and then subtracting them from your grocery order from now on can do wonders if it's not in your house. So if the idea of adding all these things and steps in a morning routine is too much for you, 1 bag of trash and subtract it from your house. So good for your mental health. So we've given you a lot in this episode, a lot of tips, a lot of tidbits, a lot of advice from beginning all the way to somebody who might be ready to fill out their version of their 5-year self. I hope that there's something in here that can at least help you take the first step forward. And if you have any questions or you want any suggestions, we answer every email that we get ourselves. Our email is hello@5yearyou.
I love that. I think that's a great place to transition over to the glimmers for the day. So Kat, what's your glimmer? What's that little thing that's making you smile?
Well, if you've been a longtime listener of the podcast, you know this about me, but if you're new, welcome. I love a good deal. And I have been known to thrift shop quite a bit. And also, my glimmer this week is that I found 2 beautiful dressers for free on the side of the road, which I know some people think is weird, but that's literally like my Olympics. And so if you are watching on YouTube, I actually have a new background. Let me just give you a little view if you're watching on YouTube. Wow, I just knocked my whole desk. But that is making me have so many glimmers. I love it. I love my new background. Love having new storage in the office. Yeah, it's making me very sparkly. There's nothing like something free on the side of the road that's just it for me. It's just instant sparkles.
And they look great. Very impressed with them. I like the new background.
Thank you.
Way to go. My glimmer this week is I got a Mendy, which is a brain training device. Of course, for me, it's always new tech things that I'm getting to play with. And I'm going to start putting some reviews on the site for these things so that people can look into them if they want to. Once I have a little more experience with this one, I'll do up a review. What it basically does is it uses infrared technology and just a little band you put on your forehead for 10 minutes and you focus on this ball going up and down. It's neurofeedback training. And what it's training your body to do is to move the blood flow to the front of your brain. And that is where your kind of command center is for your brain. So it's the thing that helps you with decision-making, rationality, a lot of other things like that, versus your amygdala, which is kind of like that limbic brain part. I'm probably using these words wrong, but it basically, you know, you get out of the snap kind of gut decision stuff and you start to actually have that pause before you have gut reactions. I've been doing it for 3 weeks, and what I've noticed so far is it's much easier to focus, and that's why I got it. It's been really, really good for my meditations, just for work. I find that when I sit down, I'm able to kind of just laser in a lot easier. And it's really good, and it was really affordable too. A lot of these things can be pretty expensive, but this was, you know, a couple hundred dollars and no software per subscription. So I'm really loving that kind of setup.
Yeah. That's awesome. I love that for you. And I love that you got a new toy for your brain. And I'm glad that's helping you. I used it too. I thought it was really cool.
It's so simple, but it's amazing what like it's doing to your brain in the background. It's really cool.
Yeah.
All right, folks. Well, thank you so much for listening, and make sure to subscribe, and we will see you next week.
Hey guys, quick disclaimer. We're podcasters on the internet. If you need to seek professional help, please go see your healthcare professional.